Welcome to the International Teacher Podcast with your host, Greg, the single guy, and Matt, the family guy. We're recording episodes from around the globe to tell you about the best kept secret in education. That's right, it's teaching overseas. We're glad to have you. Welcome to our new episode. This is Greg, the single guy, and Matt's not here right now. He's probably out on the golf course or studying. And I think you're going to really enjoy this this episode because we have Ron from the International School Community website on with us today. And we're going to talk all about this website. Great tool. So welcome, Ron, to our episode.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
So, hey, Ron, before we talk about your website and tell our listeners all about it, can you tell me a little bit? You're coming from Copenhagen right now. Where are you originally from?
I am originally from Minnesota.
Fellow Midwesterner, just like Matt. Okay. And yeah, what part of Minnesota?
Minnesota, right? And you're not from Minnesota.
I'm Green Bay, but, you know, we're right between close. You and Chicago. And yeah, I mean, we have purple blood in the family too, right?
Well, there's that recruitment fair next to Minnesota and Wisconsin in Iowa. So I think
that's right.
They catch us there.
Tell us a little bit about your travels and what got you into the international scene and give us a little elevator version maybe of it.
I got my teaching degree in the year 2000, but for some reason or another, I had to stay in Minnesota and I taught there for 6 years. But during that time, some of my friends that I got my teaching license with, they were going abroad already. It was the right time for them. One went to Colombia, one went to Russia. And so I knew this was something I was very interested in. It just wasn't the right time. But after 6 years or so, the timing was finally right. And I went to the recruitment fair in Iowa. And from my memory, those were the glory days of looking for jobs because I had some experience teaching domestically, but I didn't have any internationally, and I was getting many, what seems like now, many job offers. And so luckily, my top choice said yes to me, although I have a interesting story about that. They didn't hire me at the fair. It just so happens that it happened that the director of the school, his wife is from Minnesota, and his plan was to come to Minnesota after the Iowa fair. And then he said, hey, can I come visit your school? Because I was teaching at the time. So he actually came to my school, observed me teach a lesson. And then he, I guess, agreed that he wanted to hire me, and I signed the contract in the school that I was leaving.
That is a wild, I haven't heard a story like that yet. And you're the first person in the last 20 years and lots of recruiting fairs that I've heard got hired that way. That's interesting. Wow. Was it a little bit unnerving to have them come and see you teach, or you were just already settled in? And
I don't remember being that nervous. He actually knew my current director, which was my principal at the time, they knew each other. So they walked around the hallways together chatting. I don't know. The stars aligned, you know. And now back, getting that specific position is very rare to hire internationally. So I think I was very lucky to get that job because he already had other people in mind.
That was right around 2005, 2006 then, right?
2006.
Yeah. And right around then, you had to actually send money to you and I to get information about the fair, you know, before you got their database, before you knew what schools were going to be there and stuff. You had to pay before you went to the fair. At least it was in 2004 when I was there last. And you didn't know anything about it till you got the information. You put the 150 in, they give you the information, and they've changed a little bit since then. But it was really tough for me because when I first went to a job fair, I didn't have a lot. There was a couple websites out there. There was very little written about it in books. Yeah. And I didn't know what I was getting into. I don't know about you. I was trying to, you know, find out what is a job fair anyway. And that's, you know, that's why I wrote my book recently, because there was nothing back then that I could reach out to except doing a web search. And it took forever to find out about schools. I had no idea. But once you got the database, right, it was good. You could prepare, find some schools that you are interested in and see how worldly that really is. If they're all going to Iowa, it's crazy. You're all meeting in the middle of the winter time, you know, and you get to that in the hotel rooms, right? Number one crazy thing about a job fair in person, meeting and having an interview in their hotel room. Crazy. You walk away with a job afterwards. So that's another part of, you know.
Yeah, I took a risk because there were other offers on the table and I just took a chance that I was going to get this job.
Did you go from there to wherever you went? Did you go from there to Copenhagen and or did you teach at a number of schools overseas?
I got the job at American School of Barcelona and I worked there for 3 years. In hindsight, I wish I would have stayed because Barcelona is such an amazing city to live in. In my mind, I was thinking, well, I have only so many years to experience what it's like living in other countries. So after 3 years, I got a job in Shanghai.
In Shanghai, okay.
And I worked there. I was going to stay there 3 years. At the end of the second year, I had a chance to get this job in Copenhagen, at Copenhagen International School. So unfortunately, I left Shanghai only after 2 years to take this job because I felt like this job was even rarer to get than the one that I got in Barcelona. I'm an EAL teacher and, you know, those often are hired locally, especially at top schools or in Western countries. So for me to get hired right from abroad, I think is quite unique and lucky. I took the chance because I thought it would be a very unique opportunity to pass up.
Let's get into that then. I really appreciate you telling me about it because when I first jump on International School Community, just like it sounds, that's the website, right? And I want to hear about the website from your point of view. And of course, I'll give you my point of view afterwards. But is that the company you were working for back then when you moved from Shanghai, you moved into this job?
Well, it was because if you living in Shanghai, there's lots of, you know, expats there or foreigners, and they many of them if they're not in education, many of them are entrepreneurs and they have their own companies and they seem to be, you know, doing cool things, being creative. And I was very intrigued with that. So I think that environment inspired me to start up my own company for this website.
Okay, so you are the owner, the original, the founder of this website company, okay?
Yeah, and I worked with some people there to help me design it. And I hired someone to help me open up the company in Hong Kong. So it's actually based in Hong Kong.
It's a beautiful website. You know, I landed on the page and our listeners need to just jump on there and look at it while they're listening to this podcast because it's fantastic. They should join. There's different levels of joining, but I think they should, especially if they're doing this for a career or if they're interested in overseas international teaching, because it is a beautiful professional website. It's not just thrown together. There's a lot of thought put into this. It's beautiful when you first get on the landing page. There's some easy buttons to choose from, but that beautiful picture, I don't know. Did you take that picture, by the way?
Yes, I took it. It's one of my favorites. Places in the world. It's in Denmark. It's at the top of a museum in Aarhus.
And so this picture is not a composite of like a walkway that's composite over another picture, is it? Or no, did you composite?
It's a literal circle rainbow. So you just walk around and the colors change as you walk around.
That is gorgeous.
On a beautiful day, it's so nice.
Well done. I guess I'm also a techie, so I like to hear about these things. But when people look at this website, there's not a lot about your website because it's really offering a lot of information for what they're there for. Not as much about, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about it, because it's interesting to hear how, you know, about the back end of this website too, but it's beautiful. And there's not a lot about like how we came about our company and stuff like that, but it gets down to business right away. Tell us more about it. Walk us through your website a little bit if they're listening in on us.
It didn't start like this. Of course, we went through many drafts and changes. But I am happy with how it looks now. And we have a new website in the works too, that hopefully will come out maybe later this year. Something that's maybe more mobile friendly as well. I guess the main mission of my website is to have people share information, and for some a visitor or a member to find that information in a very quick way.
So it's not specifically only international schools. It's also a way to reach out and talk to other people that are working at these schools and other members. Am I right?
Yeah, that's true. So you can search schools and find information about schools. But you can also, actually on a school profile page, you can see the members that have either worked there now or worked there in the past, and you can message them, send them a private message with any question. And then the other main feature of our website is now, maybe it's been 3 years or so, now we've included the job vacancies. And schools themselves or members themselves submit the vacancies that they know about at their schools. And we post them for free, actually. If you're a premium member, you can post job vacancies. If you're a basic member, you can post job vacancies and earn premium membership. We actually give free premium membership for each job vacancy you submit. If you go to a school's profile page, you can see the job vacancies that are available now. I like this feature where we actually keep the expired vacancies available so that you can see what vacancies they've posted in the past or recent past.
I use your site a lot already, so I paid immediately without even thinking. I saw this and said, I want to be a member of this. Can you tell us the different levels of membership?
Yeah, some people choose to pay for premium membership. It's $20 for 6 months, $30 for a year, and then $50 for 2 years currently. But there's so many ways to get free premium membership on our website. We value when members are active on our website. So if you want to be mayor of your website, then you get unlimited premium membership. And the trade-off is just that you consistently keep your school updated with new comments throughout the year. And it should average like 3 to 6 new comments every 1 to 2 months, which only takes 5 to 8 minutes of your time. Another way to get free premium membership is to submit a blog article as a guest author on the ISC blog. And we have so many categories like the journey to school, lessons from your country, you could submit an article in one of our current categories, but you could also submit an article about something you're interested in at the moment, and you can submit it in our highlighted article section. And usually those are 1 year free, 1 year of free premium membership.
So you can work it off if you want to just by being active on your website and giving information.
Yeah. When you join our website, you can get 2 free days of premium membership. That's automatic for everyone. And in those 2 days, actually another way to earn premium membership, if you're not a mayor, is for every 10 comments you submit on the schools you know about, you get 1 free month of premium membership. So if you submit 60 comments, then you get 6 free months. Then there's no limit.
So when I was looking through here, I noticed, and I'll share some information with the listeners right now. When I got onto internationalschoolcommunity.com, I went in and logged in, and I can see right now, according to your information, there's 185 countries that are listed. If I'm looking for a school, around the world, and currently, this is just current information, they're in 833 different cities, and you have 2,231 schools that have been at some point commented on, correct?
Those are the schools on our website, but the schools that have comments submitted on them is a different
number. Okay, so there's 2 different sites. There's the side which is just information about schools, and there's going to be like the 2,000, and then there's going to be a different set that are commented on.
Well, if you scroll down a bit and go to the filter section on the left, just tick the box schools with comments and press search, and then you'll see which school, you'll only have the schools that have comments on them. So I really like our search feature. You can search very specifically to the kind of school you're looking for, even like the city population, whether it's profit or nonprofit curriculum. And there's 1,190 schools with comments submitted on them at the moment.
Well, I tell you what, if I'm a listener and I'm looking at international teaching, or even if I'm teaching overseas now and I'm ready to start researching for my next position, this is going to save all. This is going to be a great starting point and finishing point for some people. A great starting point to collate all that information that's out there, because I know for a fact there are people that just go online and say, "What is international teaching?" and they type it in, and Google comes up with billions of hits, right? And international school of. I wonder what's out there, and they just don't have a clue. And it's all right here in front of you. It's like looking at a database from one of the job fairs. It really is. But there's so many more. There's so much more information. And I think a lot of this information comes from your members, or is it also research on a part of your company? Or do schools send in information?
Well, anyone can join our website, so including the schools themselves. So we have directors of the schools as members. We have just regular teachers. There's a few parents. There's former teachers at international school. There's
got it.
Many, many different kinds of members, and all those members submit comments on the schools they know about.
I love it because I can go to anywhere in the world right on this website, find some information, and then go to a different part where I'm looking for comments about it. And you're right. Your search engine is amazing. I mean, your database of schools and your access to information is wonderful. It's mind-boggling for me, right? And I've been waiting for a website like this for a long time.
I really like, well, I'm all about the unique features. And one unique feature you mentioned are search engines is if you go to the top, the empty text boxes, you can actually search all of our 40,000 plus comments. So like, let's say you want to learn just about like teaching couples, you could search the two words teaching couples, press enter, and then it will show every comment that has those two keywords in it.
That is fascinating. That's not something they're going to find anywhere else. I mean, a lot of people use Facebook, and there's communications between single people, married people, educators, different schools. And I think that is, you're right. The uniquity of your website is very important because it's a very easy to use. And to be able to filter questions like that based on comments coming from teachers at former teachers and teachers at those schools is so powerful.
I did search for teaching couples, and there's 208 comments that have those keywords in it. And it covers 64 countries for 162 schools. So, I mean, if you were open to moving to, you know, a number of countries, you could look at all these comments and see, okay, what are these schools doing with teaching couples? And then you could find a school that matches what you're looking for if you're in a teaching couple. Or if you're not in a teaching couple, this also could inform you which schools to apply to or not apply to.
Well, I think it's really cool because I know that I've had so many conversations with people about, can I bring my dog? And and I'm like, I don't know. I've never been to that country before. And they want to know. And it might be a deal breaker for them in an interview. So you can do that and log in, and you can search for keywords in those comments. I think it's fascinating.
There's actually a separate, you could do what you said, and that would
okay.
be official. And then for each school profile page, there's like 68 comment topics. And one of the comment topics is about bringing a pet. There's 348 comments about people describing their experience bringing pets.
So like you're saying, I jump on here and I want to find out about dogs, and I have a school in mind. I can go to that school and click on the profile of the school because there's a listing of comments specifically for that school, and there might be some dog comments in there. It might be empty. So therefore, I might pick a school that's also nearby or in that country or in that same city even, and if there is one. Sometimes there aren't. But I could also go up to the regular search comments overall and look that way for schools that would be my – that would be great. I mean, that's not something I've been able to do on any other site. And that's information at your fingertips.
For Concordia International School in Hanoi, it says there's no issues bringing pets into Hanoi. So that's a good comment that I would say, okay, well, any international school in Hanoi, I should be fine bringing my pets. But for another school, Ayer Arwadi International School,
right,
says you may not bring pets. So these comments are very specific.
Is that Arwadi? Is that a Thailand school?
It sounded like one. Is in, I feel like I memorized all the schools. That one's in Myanmar.
That's in Myanmar, okay.
I just don't know how to say the name.
All right, let's take a moment break for a little contact information. We'll be back in 5 seconds.
If you want to give us a little shout out and reach out, you can find us on Gmail at internationalteacherpodcast@gmail.com. Remember, complaints can be addressed to Greg, the single guy. And we are also on Instagram, ITPExpats. You can find us.
I looked into that and I was thinking, okay, here's one in Burma and or something. There's one in Myanmar and I looked at one in KL. I was just looking at that region of the world and I just chose the two schools. And then I came across, there's another button that you have that's compare school ratings. Can you talk a little bit about that also? I mean, that's another unique part of your website. It's not every school that's in that list to compare, but could you give me an idea how that works?
Yeah, this feature, you know, because we're always comparing schools, right? Which school has the better package?
Or we do.
Has this? We created a feature on our website where you can compare one school to another based on 8 categories. And we add a new school maybe once every week or two. And now we're up to 145 schools.
So I can choose 2 different schools and it gives me a listing of a rating for each one. It'll give me a percentage of which one maybe comes out on top. If I was to put those two in a little lineup, those two schools will come up with their information and you see all of the information listed together side by side, right?
I just chose American Embassy School in New Delhi versus American International School of Dhaka. So they're kind of in the same region of the world. And it looks like American International School of Dhaka won. They got 32 points versus 30 points for the American Embassy School in New Delhi. Actually, for salary, they got the same points. You're going to make around the same amount of money. But for savings, the school in Dhaka got one more point than the one in Delhi.
So question for you. When I'm comparing and looking at school ratings, the information and the ratings are based on comments? Are they based on the information given by mayors? Where's the baseline information come from?
We take the comments on the Compare Schools page from the school profile pages that have been submitted. These comments were submitted by our members or mayors. And actually, sometimes when I add a school to this section, I just email a mayor and just say, hey, do you agree with these ratings and the comments? And they'll either say yes or give me things to edit. So we try our best to make sure this is somebody who works at the school would agree to this rating.
That's authentic. And I think that's important. And that's why I'm asking you on our show is that behind the scenes information and where does that come from? Because I looked at it and I said, okay, that's information, but is it based on somebody's opinion? But it's based on lots of authentic input from people that have been at these schools and they would agree with these profiles. I love that. That's important to me to know where the information comes from.
Yeah, I mean, but of course, this page is just for fun as well. You know, of course, each school is cool on its own, and there's not really one that wins over another one.
Every school has something unique about it that's going to give a great experience to somebody teaching overseas that chooses to go to that school for a while. They're going to grow no matter what. It's neat to see a comparison, and we don't have to pigeonhole any school in any way, but it is fun to see the information side by side, because when you're just getting into this, or even if you've been in it a while, it's hard to really keep track of all the information that's coming at you when you're making a decision. It really is. And those job fairs, or you're looking for a job, it's a lot of information. And I think that this is succinct and it really is a great tool in the box. It's not the answer to everything, but this is a wonderful website of information and you can learn a lot. That's my point right there. Bam. Done with the whole thing.
We designed the website to give real information, but also we've designed it so that people can share the good things that are happening at the school. The school I worked in Shanghai, unfortunately, closed down like a year after I left, you know, and it wasn't under the best reasons, probably. But when I was there, I mean, there's a bunch of teachers who are all doing their best. Actually, we were really good teachers. And we had the school itself had a bunch of unique, amazing dream school like features to it that I learned from and enjoyed while working there. So, of course, we can share, you know, what's not working well, but it's also important to share what is going well at these schools.
What's the most difficult part for you working on this website and working with this company? What's the most difficult thing for you?
I don't know. One thing that is hard to keep updated is all the links, you know, for the schools. Of course, if I have a mayor, they can help me make sure the employment link is still working. You know how much schools change their employment links? It's just crazy.
I do, and that's why I'm asking. I had a feeling that was part of it, to be updated on your information.
Yeah, I feel like that's a mistake on the school's part. Like, changing your employment school page link is a mistake, in my opinion. So often, you know,
right.
So that keeping the links updated is difficult. Keeping the information on the overview page current and updated is also tricky. That's why I would suggest more teachers to join as mayors. I don't think a lot of, well, that's another thing that's difficult, is I don't think a lot of people still know about our website. And I think more and more people learn about it, we can have more and more people joining as mayors, which is completely free, and people sharing what they know, keeping these links updated, keeping the comments updated. I think that's the trickiest part with these kind of review websites, is keeping all the information as updated as possible. Although I like our website, how it's designed, like in any of the 68 comment topics, you can see how the previous comments have changed or not changed over time. So like at Western International School in Shanghai, that has basically the most comments on our website. And if you click on one of the comment topics, you can see sometimes 10, 12 comments about, let's say, the school campus. There's 11 comments, actually, I just see. And you can see over time since the year 2012 to 2022, how those comments have changed over time about the school campus.
I noticed that when I was doing my research before this, I also did a trial run with Cambodia. I went into the questions and information that was available. And one of the first things I noticed was that the campus had changed. So I see the first at the bottom of the threads of comments about the campus was a 2012, and it was talking about being in the middle of the city. And then, of course, your 2018 and your 2020 were more updated. And those comments were talking about how it had moved outside of the city. So it affected the amount of time that you had to commute to and from school. It shows that the school has changed in some way.
Yeah. So rather than like changing previous comments, we keep them, whether they're wrong or right anymore. And then if somebody knows more information, they can just submit a new comment correcting the previous comment or just leaving a new comment.
So that's a good question. Can I go in as a member, as a premium member or a regular member, can I go in and add information and comments about schools that I've been to in the past? Is that something you're hoping for? Is that something that I should be doing?
Yeah, we encourage everyone. And even if you... Actually, to be honest, even if you haven't worked at a school, you can still submit comments about the city information or travel information. Let's say you went to a country or a city for a week or two, you could actually submit comments on one of the schools in that city.
The hardest thing about this website, it sounds like, is to keep it authentic by having many, many people. It's like a mob mentality. You need to have more people making the information live and therefore getting the word out and people joining, the information just explodes. I love your model of having mayors and taking the premium price off if you're a mayor. at least currently. I love that idea, and I'm hoping it's working for you. You have a lot of members so far.
Yeah, we have hundreds of mayors at the moment, and I think it's good to have mayors because they can also sign up for a mayor reminder email every month. So at the end of the month, they get a reminder email to just submit, log on and submit a few more comments, like three.
I hope that's automatic. You're not having to do that, are you? Oh my gosh.
I mean, they can choose not to receive it, but if they want to receive it, then they can get it automated to them.
Right. Okay. Because that's one of the requirements to be a mayor is to keep adding some comments and some information to the site to keep it live. It's an organism, this website, but it's also requiring a lot of help. How many people do you have working for you? Is it just you?
No, it's just me. But
no wonder why you're worried a little bit about coming on to our show and talking. You're like, what is this going to really be about? And
various people have helped over time. That's for sure.
You've done a great job. This is a big thing to take on for a website. It's a very live organism, and to keep it organized and keep it automated the right way and updated, I think it's fantastic. I hope that all of our listeners go and log in and start using this tool and sharing it with their friends, because it, as an experience, I've been overseas for 20 years. I've been to 6 different schools. I'm on my 7th, and I have my own methods, but I came across this and I was just amazed. You have vacancies according to what's posted, and you have links, the information for the schools. That's what I need to start with to get an idea of what's out there before I can start my connections. And then if I want to start my connections as a teacher and looking for a school, I can reach out to your other members and use that as a base to connect with other people to see if I can get some more information about the school. I love that.
Yeah, it's all about who you know sometimes.
It is, isn't it? I mean, you know, people have gotten a lot of jobs. A lot of people have gotten jobs by just knowing somebody that already works at a school. They heard about it and they were hired. We've had guests on before. All right, listen. Is there anything else unique about it that you want to share, or any ideas that you want to share with our listeners?
There's actually recently a school in Germany, you know, I think it's like a medium-sized school in Germany. I want more schools to join forces with me because I feel like my website can really help schools around the world recruit and find teachers, you know, because the more informed teachers are, the better fit the schools are going to find. So I think it's in their best interest that their school profile page on our website is full of the right information. And I have a school in Germany that recently figured that out. And now when they're tweeting, they're putting in my, you know, my Twitter handle account, they're like, when and now when they post a vacancy on their Twitter, I retweet it. Like, I it seems like we're working together, you know, to
right.
make that schools thrive and promote their school and to find the right teachers to work at their school. So I think that would be one of my hopes for the future, that schools and my website would work together.
And can you give us your Twitter handle and your other social media so we can reach out? We'll put it in the notes underneath also.
Our Twitter is IS_community, and Facebook is just International School Community. We also have Instagram. That's also International School Community.
Okay. So we can reach out in all those different ways, and we can log on to internationalschoolcommunity.com and find you that way. I think we just need to pass the word around. And I think as soon as schools figure us out and figure out that there are, some of us are out there helping to just spread the word to make what we've experienced already easier for them to make better decisions, make a better fit for themselves.
Yeah. And it's funny how, when you reminded me about what life was like back in 2006, I can't even remember what I did for researching schools. I don't think we could. I think if I would have had this website back then, I think it would have been very, very useful and helpful.
A little story about me. Back when I was in Honduras, my very first school was at Escuela Internacional San Pedrana, which is in one of your school members, or at least some of your members have been to that school and comments. And my first year was 2001. So I graduated right around the same time you did. And I went right overseas. And the first thing I wanted to do was to make a website, because There's no way. We couldn't find anything on the web. And I was like, this is a great idea. But we couldn't come up with the system that you did with the mayor. You know, we wanted to have a site that was free, but we couldn't have information on the site until somebody added information for us because we hadn't been to any schools. Yeah. It was very difficult for us to even get started up. And it flopped within the first, you know, we never got off the page. And I think we probably had three people even look at it. And a friend of mine and I worked on web-based design at the time back in 2001. That was very, it was rough, you know, back then. But we did not get it done. And that's one reason. The other reason I was excited to see your website, because you made it happen for me. I didn't have to make it because you made it happen. This is exactly what I had in mind to make a website. The authenticity of it comes from the members and the people that are out there doing this and reporting back to you about the schools. And the schools can also log in and share information about their school for the people that are looking at them. So I love it. And that's my little story in Honduras. We had a lot of time sitting around doing things after teaching, and we tried to come up with a website. It did not work. But that was a long time ago.
Oh, it's so interesting, all the comments submitted on our website. I mean, we actually have another feature called Browse All Comments, and that's actually available to basic members. So you don't need to have premium membership for that. And there's like 10 random comments on 10 random schools. And it's actually just fun to just look at what's happening, random schools around the world. And you can actually, if you click next page, you can actually continue and view all 40,000 plus comments in this way. Of course, it's not the most effective way, but.
Well, it's a great way to sort of throw your dart out at the world and see what's out there. To read about living in a different country, much less teaching at another school. And you'll learn words like PYP and IB and American curriculum. And you can see the British curriculum. You can see different things, comments about all of these things that are in there. So I've already have spent a lot of time looking at this website just out of pure interest in around the world and where to go next. And that's the joy of this website, besides just joining it and trying to find a specific school. It's researching overall the schools in international teaching.
I have one quick story. There was a PYP coordinator at my school, and she got a job doing a similar job at a school in Panama. And on the train ride home, she was saying, "Oh yeah, I'm already planning the new teacher orientation, and I'm using this website for ideas." And I'm like, which website are you talking about? And it was actually my website, because we have a blog category called New Teacher Orientation Must Haves. And so this person, who she didn't know I owned this website, and she didn't know I managed the blog, and she was using these must have tactics for her planning at her new school in Panama. So that was one example. I don't know if other schools are also using the information for their planning at their school.
Well, it sounds like they should, because, you know, landing your new teachers and making them feel comfortable in the onboarding process is tricky, and it's not the same at every school, and some schools don't even have it. So hopefully they would go. And where was that on your website?
On the blog.
On the blog. Okay. I gotta find the blog now. I'll go back and look for that a little bit later.
I love our blog categories. Another category is money diaries. So somebody in a week living in their country, they say every day what money they're spending. So it just gives you an idea of what kind of money you'd be spending if you were living there. Another category is called Lessons from Your Country. One of the latest ones in that category is from Barbados. So it really gave like five lessons about what it's like to live in Barbados.
And I'm looking at it now too. It says, is getting to work dread or joy, right? 23 journeys to international schools. So from your door to your school, what's it like? I need to go in there and add my Cambodia story. It's just crazy how to get to school besides living right next to school first, but then I had to drive into school. It's fantastic.
It's so important, the journey to school. I mean, if I was to get a new job at a new school, I would definitely want to know, how do teachers get to work?
Right. Those are good questions.
Actually, the latest journey to school is from Budapest, and that person had an hour journey. And I don't, oh, I mean, as much as I'd love to work at that school, I'm not for sure I could commit to an hour journey each way.
I have a 3-minute commute by motorbike right now, and I could walk it in about 10. And I don't think I could go to something like an hour again, like I did in Egypt on a school bus that they actually bussed us from our point and got us to school. And we got an hour back, and I enjoy this. I'm going to get everybody to go onto this website and become a mayor and add information to it. All right. I'm out of questions, to tell you the truth. Any final words that you have? Do you want to? Did I miss anything in our conversation to celebrate your website and the uniquity of it?
No, I mean, thank you for your time. And I'm glad I got the chance to share a little bit more about International School Community.
Thank you for being a guest on our show. Ron, you're coming to us from Copenhagen. You've had experience overseas in several schools. And now you're bringing us a website that's true blue, just wants to share information and get better teachers to these schools. So I really appreciate you putting this together.
Thank you so much for your time.